This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. It's time for the Best of Theater of 2019. Like last year, the best theater in Los Angeles, the theater that spoke with the clearest voice this year, was political. But where last year the politics had to do broadly with who was leading who, this year the politics were mostly about race and gender. I want to work backwards and quickly, because one of my favorite shows is still playing. Jitney plays at the Mark Taper Forum through December 29th and is August Wilson grappling with the 1970s. The production, which you shouldn't miss, won the Tony Award for the Best Revival and brings Wilson's words to musical life. This New York production of Jitney was made all the sweeter having just gotten to see Greg T. Daniels' homegrown production of Gem of the Ocean at A Noise Within. As I've said more than once, Mr. Daniels is building a stunning and undeniable body of work, giving voice to the African-American experience across Los Angeles theaters. His Gem of the Ocean navigated this tricky, spiritual play, Wilson's most formally daring, with grace. While sadly, unlike Jitney, you can't still see this one, put anything Mr. Daniels is directing on your radar. Now, let's jump all the way back to the beginning of 2019. Back in January, Red Cat shared the latest chapter in the Worcester Group's multi-year residency. The play's title is a mouthful. The B-side, Negro Folklore Spirituals from Texas State Prisons, a record album interpretation. That title also contains within it a complicated world of paradoxes. The B-side was a sort of response to the Worcester Group's early Shaker spirituals. Where that piece showcased a group of white women, the B-side was a trio of black men singing a cappella spirituals from a chain gang. As an audience, it was a complicated and layered experience. There was the stunning beauty of these men's voices, but there was also a reminder of our painful collective past. Scraps, at the Matrix, was also haunted by the past and the legacy of a black man killed by police. Act One was realistic street corner drama circling playwright Geraldine Inouye's complex characters. Act Two, if I'm candid, was a mess. But the best kind of dramatic mess, a playwright breaking open their own play, shifting formal languages, and turning realism into a nightmare. Act Two of Scraps was hard to wrap your mind around, but no harder than imagining a son losing his father to police brutality. Like the B-side, Scraps was theater that demanded a personal reckoning. Where these plays focused on characters that filled them, Cornerstone Theater Company and director Nancy Keystone made the place the character. In A Jordan Downs Illumination, that place is the public housing project in Watts, Jordan Downs. Cornerstone has long done pieces that share the untold stories of community, but that usually takes shape around the people. With A Jordan Downs Illumination, that had an audience rethink a place by walking us through it. In a city where we drive by and through countless communities we'll never truly know, to take a moment to drive to a community and catch a glimpse of its history was a rare Angelino gift that could only exist here in L.A. That's just the beginning of my list. Next week, the Best of L.A. Theater tackles gender. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on L.A. Theater for KCRW.